placing that song in my heart. And so if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Luke chapter 11, Luke chapter number 11. And there's so great truths. And so I'm really going to be preaching, a topical message. And so I'm not going to spend too much time in Luke chapter 11. I'll start there and probably come back towards the end if the Lord will. But we'll be looking at Luke chapter 11. We'll jump into Psalm 119. And you don't have to turn those pages, but I'm letting you know just in case if you want to follow along or write it down. And so Psalm 119, I'll be going to Joshua chapter number 1. And then be going back to Psalm 19. And Lord willing, I do want to have us turn to the book of John chapter number 6. And then we'll look at Matthew chapter number 4. And with that, and Lord willing, we'll be done. And so I'm glad you guys can come out this morning. Here in the house of the Lord, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And we've come here to worship. And so worship in song, worship in prayer, worship in message as well. And I pray that may God speak to you as well as me. And so I need the word just as much as everyone in here. With that, Lord, well, you should be in Luke chapter number 11. Luke chapter number 11, and sometimes I get kind of loud, and so I apologize in advance if I got too loud or, you know, if I not intentionally, you know, sometimes I get into it, and so forgive me if I do, and just want to preach the word. And so in Luke chapter number 11, we read this, and we're just going to be really looking at verse, 28. Verse 27 says, it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman in the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the path which thou hast sucked. And Jesus answered in verse 28, it says, but he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Says, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And so today we're going to be talking about, if you haven't noticed the theme of our song, Standing on the Promises, really following God, and talk about the Bible stands. And so we're going to be talking about the Word of God, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. And so we'll begin to jump into it. When this preacher's car broke down on a country road, he walked to a nearby roadhouse to use the phone. After calling for a tow truck, he spotted his old friend, Frank, drunk and in shadow, dressed at the bar. What happened to you, Frank? Asked the good reverend. You used to be rich. Frank told a sad tale of bad investments that led to his downfall. Go, said the preacher. Open up your Bible at a random spot, stick your finger on the page, and there will be God's answer. Well, sometime later, the preacher bumped into Frank, who was wearing a Gucci suit, sporting a Rolex watch, and just stepped out of a Mercedes Benz. The preacher said, Frank, I'm glad to see things have really turned around for you. Yes, preacher. And I owe it all to you. Frank said that, hey, I went home, I opened the Bible, I put my finger down on the page, and there was the answer. Chapter 11. And so, if you didn't catch that, chapter 11, bankruptcy. Told my uncle this, he caught right on. Guess business minded. But what I want to say is the Bible is very important. It is illustrated as milk to the babies, meat for the man, sword for our protection. We need the Bible. Our human understanding of God is very limited and hindered by our sin. Many people, I have this at home, have a satellite system. And when the weather gets rainy or stormy, the picture on the TV begins to blend off and on, or even show a message, searching for a signal. Christians today are searching for a signal. They are trying to figure out what God is up to, but can't receive the signal that God is broadcasting. They don't hear his voice because they truly neglect the word of God and have fallen into sin. Today, I want to encourage you to hear and keep the word of God. I want to encourage you to read your Bible. And so if you would join me as I pray out loud, and you can pray in your hearts as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your blessings. God, I thank you that you saved me. Lord, I'm a sinner. And as your word says, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Father, I am thankful for salvation. Lord, if there's anyone here today that does not know you, that are trusting in their good works, they are trusting that they've kept the Ten Commandments, Father, I pray that may they understand that it is through the blood of Jesus who died for us on the cross to cleanse us from our sins. And as your word says, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, as we look into your word, pray that may you help me to communicate the message. I'm not perfect. I ask, Lord, that you would use me. Holy Spirit, that you would convict us, convince us today. Show us where we need to draw closer to you. We pray that may you rebuke Satan from tempting us, from hearing your word. But Father, that may your word, the seed, fall on good ground. May we receive it and may we keep it. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. And so we're going to be looking at Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And if you get a chance, read Psalm 119. And there's a lot that is in Psalm 119 about the word of God. We're going to be looking at 105, Psalm 105. First, I want to talk about the guidance of the Word of God. It guides us. In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says this. It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." As Psalm 119, 105 just told us, is that God's word is a lamp. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. There's a lot of people that go around and they look for guidance. And before they even think to search the word of God, they go and they look for, maybe, you know, they ask their parents, maybe they'll ask a guidance counselor. They'll ask someone, they'll seek someone, a friend, and say, "Hey, you know, what should I do? Where should I go?" But let me remind you that we ought to look first to the word of God. Because the Bible says in Psalm 119:105 that thy word is a lamp. A lot of us have lamps at home, and when we, you know, you go to your house, you'll turn on that lamp when you get in the night, and it gives you light. So you can go around, and so you can watch around for your corners. Man, I've hit corners so many times. Praise the God, praise the Lord, I haven't done that in like 5 or 6 years. Just walk around. You stub your toe and it hurts. And the thing about that is because you didn't have enough light when you're walking in darkness. And the Bible says, "Hey, thy word is a lamp. It lights up. It illuminates our path." So we can see where God wants us to go. The will of God. Thy word is a lamp. And also, not only that, at times you may look into God's word. And at times, you know, God's word is shining and it's hard for you to understand. But I want to remind you that God not only gave us the word, but he also gave us the Holy Spirit. You see, most of us have dimmer switch at our home. And, you know, as you go home, they are designed to progressively turn up the light. And the Holy Spirit is like that. It lights it up so that you can understand God's word. So you can be like, "Wow! I understand what God is saying here." And as you read, the Holy Spirit will guide you. And also the word of God, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God is what will guide us. And we should turn and we should look into God to hear from Him and reading His Word so that we can be guided in life. But God's Word is not only gives us guidance, but it will also make us successful. If you remember, I said we're going to go to Joshua chapter number 1. You don't have to turn there. I'll read it. You can write it down and look it later. But the book of Joshua chapter number 1. Now, at this time, Joshua is now getting ready to lead the children of Israel. Moses has just passed. He's left the scene. God has taken him home. And now Joshua is going to be the new leader. And God begins to encourage Joshua. And he writes this in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. It says this. It says in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And so what I want to point out to you is success. Success. A lot of people think success is basically success. Being successful is to achieve a desired result. You're going for a goal. You know, Alexander the Great was not satisfied. You know, even though he went and he completely subdued the nations, he wept because there were no more worlds to conquer, what he thought at the time. There was no more world to conquer. And he died at an early age at a state of debauchery. Hannibal, who filled 3 bushels with gold rings taken from the knights he had slaughtered, committed suicide by swallowing poison. Few noted his passing, and he left this earth completely unmourned. Julius Caesar, staining his garments in the blood of 1 million of his foes, conquered 800 cities, only to be stabbed by his best friend at the scene of his greatest triumph. Napoleon, the feared conqueror, after being scourged of Europe, spent his last years in banishment. All those people would think that, hey, they had success, that they had reached it. But really, when they got to the top, it was nothing. It meant nothing. The Bible says this, that we ought not to lay up treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, but we ought to lay up treasures in heaven where thieves cannot break through or steal. And the thing is this, success. A lot of people will describe success as, hey, going in, you know, you're completing college, you know, I shouldn't say high school, and then you complete college, and then you get a job, and you make a lot of money, and they think, hey, that is success, that they are on top of the world. But that's not what God says. God says, if you want to be successful, we need to take heed to what Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says. Because it says, this book of the law, the book of the law, which Joshua at this point would have most likely had the first 5. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night. You know, a lot of people struggle with this, but we ought to meditate, think about God's word throughout our day. It's very difficult. We got a lot going on. But it would be, you know, we should take the time and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to meditate. I'm going to think about God's word and really understand what God is saying here, to meditate day and night. And it goes on and says that you observe to do according to all that is written therein, because it says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. If you want to have good success, if you want to be successful in the Christian life, we need to take heed to what Joshua 1:8 says. We need to pay attention and say, you know what? We're going to hold on to God's word. We're not going to let it depart. We're going to be close. And when we observe and do what is written, God says that we will be successful. And so, not only will God's word make us successful, but it also will warn us. And the Bible says in Psalm 19 as well, it also will warn us. I want to focus a little bit on the warning. And so in Psalm 19, and the song I requested to be sung the law of the Lord. And verse number 7 of Psalm 19 says the law of the Lord. Verse number 8 says the statutes of the Lord. Verse number 9 talks about the fear of the Lord. And it's talking about God's word. And verse number 10, it says, are more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. And then the Bible says in verse number 11, moreover, by them is thy servant warned. Is thy servant warned? Warnings. God's word can warn us of things to come, of danger, so that we can prepare ourselves. So we don't fall into the trap. If you read Proverbs, you know, it talks a lot about that. The snare of the fowler trying to get people in trap. Satan, who's trying to destroy us. And God has given us the word to warn us of the danger, to warn us and to give us the wisdom that we need so that we won't be fooled, so that we won't fall into the trap. A warning. Warns us what dangers ahead of us. A former park ranger at Yellowstone National Park tells a story of a ranger leading a group of hikers to a fire lookout. The ranger was so intent on telling the hikers about the flowers and the animals that he considered the message on his two-way radio distracting, so he switched it off. Nearing the tower, the ranger was met by a nearly breathless lookout who asked, why hadn't you responded to the message on the radio? A grizzly bear had been seen stalking the group, and the authorities were trying to warn him of the danger. See, anytime we turn out the message of God that he has sent us, we are not only putting ourselves in peril, but those around us. How important it is for us that we never turn off God's saving communication. Listening to God's word. In Psalm 19, it says in verse number 11, moreover by them is thy servant warned of the danger. And we, if we would listen to what God is saying here, he's saying that, hey, my law is good. The law of the Lord is perfect. It opens the eyes. It allows us to see. And he says that, hey, I'm also warning you. And God says that my servant's going to be taken care of. My servant is going to be wise because they listen to my law. Psalm number 19, it warns us. Finally, I basically want to say the importance of God's word. The importance of God's word. And the Bible says this, and I want to bring up a couple of passages. And basically in 2 Chronicles 34, verse 15, it says this, and Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan, the house of and Shaphan. In verse number 18, then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah, the priests have given me a book, and Shaphan read it before the king. And verse number 19, and it came to pass, when the king had heard these words of the law, that he rent his clothes. Now this king was King Josiah. He began to reign at an early age. And it came up to a point that they found the book of the law. And when he heard the law, he was amazed. He couldn't believe it. He was like, whoa, we've done so much wrong. And he begins to get basically humble himself. And he says that, you know what, we need to get right. Because King Josiah realized, hey, it is important to listen to God's word. He realized that his nation was in trouble and that they were going to be facing the judgment of the Lord because God will judge sin. But continue on, listen to what Peter also mentioned in John chapter number 6. In the book of John chapter number 6, in verse 66, Jesus Christ was given a sermon, and as he's preaching the sermon, he was talking, he was giving the word, and a lot of people didn't like what he had to say. And that happened at the time. When Jesus Christ, he would have large crowds, and he began to preach the truth, and people didn't like it. They began to say, you know what, we won't follow him no more. And so, at this time, he's giving the message, and in verse number 66, The Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 66, he goes on and said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, listen to what he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I love what Peter says here, because he says, Jesus, where are we going to go? Because wherever we go, it's not going to matter, because Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. He said, Jesus, your words are so important. They are what guides us. They are what protects us. They are what gives us life. Eternal life. And it is so important. And he said that, Jesus, we're not going anywhere. We're going to stick with you. Jesus, I'm going to follow you. Because your words are so important. The importance of the Word of God. If you will, if you can turn to Matthew chapter number 4. Matthew chapter number 4. And this is the time when Jesus, I've been jumping all over the place, but Jesus here is going to be tempted by Satan. And I'll actually begin reading at verse number 1. I was going to start at verse number 4, but we'll start at verse number 1 in Matthew chapter number 4. It says, then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards in hunger. Makes sense. He hasn't eaten a long time. While he's there, the Bible says in verse number 3, and when the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Listen to verse number 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Let's get that again. He says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every word. Jesus Christ begins to explain it. He said, hey, you know, right now, I am hungry. But right now, God is asking me to go through this challenge, to be tempted. And I'm going to follow God's word. And he began to say, you know what? Man cannot only live by physical bread, by food. He said, man should not live by bread alone. But he says that he points out that we need spiritual food as well. Spiritual food to feed our soul, because we need God's word, the word of God. It is so important. I've gone through these different passages to show you about guidance, about being successful, about being warnings, and to show you that it is important to read God's word. As our main text says, blessed are those, happy are those that hear the word of God and keep it. Today I've submitted to you these through these different points that we need to look to God's word. To God's word. And there are many Christians, you know, who haven't really, only time they read God's word is when they come into the house of the Lord. And that ought not to be, because if you really think about it, today is Sunday. One day. And then you have 6 more days to go. One day, and if you're trusting on that spiritual food to guide you, to help you, to be successful, to warn you, and all those other days, you're going to be facing challenges. You're going to be going out into the world, and the world is going to be pushing their philosophy on you. They're going to be telling, hey, you need to do it this way. You're going to be hearing a lot of cursing. You're going to be hearing people that are against. Satan will be tempting you. And if you only read it once, it's not enough. Because guess what? Jesus Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know, for breakfast this morning, all I had was tea and grapefruit. But I'm sure many people out here might have had, you know, some eggs, you know, coffee. You ate something, and then afterwards, I hope that I'm not making anyone really hungry right now, but afterwards, you're going to go out and you're going to eat lunch. And you're going to probably eat maybe pizza or like a lasagna or maybe meatloaf. I'm picking all things I love. And you know what, you go out and you're going to go eat. Maybe you're going to eat some rice. I love rice. You know, mama cooks it good. Mom, if you're watching, thank you so much. And the thing is this, you know, you're going to be eating lunch, and then later on you're going to be eating supper or dinner, whatever you want to call it. You're going to be eating. And then guess what? Tomorrow, Monday, you're going to be doing basically the same thing. It's like a guarantee. You may choose maybe to fast maybe 1-2 days. I don't know if anyone fasts here for 40 days or 40 nights. If you have, God bless you. But, you know, you're going to be eating. It's something that we schedule daily to eat. Why? Because we need it. If you don't eat, oh man, you're not going to have the energy to go on. You're going to feel weak. And yet, what do we do with the Word of God? If we only read it on Sunday morning when we come to church, or you let your Bible sit there and collect dust, it does you no good just to have it there. We need to read God's Word. I mean, do you realize without God's word, we wouldn't know how to be saved? I struggled with my salvation when I was younger. I was like, oh, that's my savior, you know, I was like, I was crazy. I wasn't sure. I was, you know, praying because I wanted to know, am I going to heaven? And then one day, Romans 10, 9 and 10, I met. And oh, how I love Romans 10, 9 and 10 so much that is my life verse. Because it made sense when I understood it. It said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And when I read that, that's it. I believe in Jesus. And because I believe in Jesus, I believe he died for me. I have eternal life. I tell you, without the word of God, we would be lost. We wouldn't know how to be saved. We wouldn't hear about how Jesus died on the cross for our sins and paid our price. We wouldn't know much about God. How do we know to love one another, to love even those that are doing wrong to us? Without the word of God, we need it. Will you read? Will you study? Will you meditate the Bible? There's a song I learned in Sunday in the junior church, and it goes like this. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you grow. Grow, grow. And you know, that song has a simple message. It's a song I'll never forget. And one of these days I'm about to teach my daughters this. Because I want them to understand that we need to read our Bible and pray every day. Because there's another part of that song that says, neglect your Bible, forget to pray. And they said, and you shrink, shrink, shrink. And to think about that. Because if you don't read your Bible, guess what, congregation? You're going to shrink, shrink, shrink. You're going to be small. And you know what? It's going to come. Temptation's going to come. And you're going to fall. And you're going to say, you know what? I don't feel God is close to me. And the problem is that you haven't been reading his word. You haven't been obeying. You're far away because God says, hey, as you read, as you not only a hearer of my word, but a doer, and God says, as you read and you get closer to me, God says he gets closer to you. He says he'll draw nigh to you. Congregation, we need to read the word. It is so important. And the question is this, are you reading the Bible? And are you reading it every day? Not just Sunday, not when the preacher just opens up and brings you a chapter and you just stick your finger, are you reading it? I like to do this, every other year I like to read through the whole Bible and go through to get the stories, to hear more, because we tend to neglect, you know, the Old Testament, or if you go in the Old Testament, you usually don't jump into Malachi, Nahum, Habakkuk. We tend to stick in the Gospels. But it's important to read because God gave us this book to prepare us to live, to do what is right. And as I mentioned earlier, the Bible is our sword, the sword of the Spirit. And it is what we can use to defend. Because guess what? When Satan came to tempt Jesus, he fought back with Scripture. Temptation. There are those that are facing temptation. There are those that say, you know what? I can't get rid of this addiction. It's got a hold of me. And to think that Jesus Christ said, hey, he fought Satan with the temptation that's coming with Scripture. And you know what? Jesus knew his Bible. He knew it well. He obviously studied it. Even though he was the Son of God, he obviously read it. He impressed many people. And he knew it. And we have to make sure that we know it. We as Christians have to say, you know what? I need to read more and more. I need to learn more about my Lord. I need to meditate. So, I bring to you this today. God's Word. It will guide us. It will make us successful. It will warn us. Hey, it's very important. So will you decide today and say, I will read every day? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. We come to the time of the invitation. And I've mainly did a topic on the Word of God. I felt that the Lord laid this on my heart to show the congregation we need to look at God's Word. We need to hold it dear to us. It is what's going to prepare us before we leave this earth. It's going to help us and guide us to make good decisions in this life, to choose whether we need to go for this job, whether we need to go for this to this school, whether we should marry this individual, whether we, how we should raise our children, God's Word. And if you've been neglecting it, if you've been forgetting, I want to encourage you today to decide and say, I will read God's Word. I will decide today. I'll make a decision. I'll come. I'll ask God, help me, Lord. I'll ask someone to encourage me. To encourage me and ask me, hey, have you read the Word? Christians, we heard the Word today. I think Matthew 4 speaks for itself loud and clear. So will you make the decision? Say, I will eat the spiritual bread that God has for me. Will you apply the Word to your heart? As Jesus said, blessed are they that hear and keep. Do you want to be blessed today? You've heard the Word of God. Now, will you make a decision to keep? The music is just about to play. Shortly, we're about to sing a hymn. And I'll be waiting down front if anyone wants to come and pray. Maybe you need help. You need to be encouraged. I want to encourage you to come down. Maybe you want to pray for someone. Come down. At this time, if you would please stand and take your hymn book. We're going to go to hymn number 388. 300.